When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
The Unfortunate Discovery. Prior to 1492, the land now known as Cuba was occupied by people who were peaceful for the most part. There were wars and misunderstandings, but nothing that compares with the conflict that was typical of white societies. The Cuban societies, mostly Tainos and Ciboneys, were fishermen, hunters, and farmers. They raised crops like tobacco, maize, or corn, beans, peanuts, and yuca, and lived in houses called bohíos. They were ruled by chiefs called caciques and used a number of tools to promote their economy, carve stones and woods, and make a variety of trinkets. The native Cuban society seems to have been based on equality between the sexes and a communalistic concept of ownership. For the most part, the men wore no clothes and the women little. Near the middle of October 1492, when Cristobal Colón, Christopher Columbus, first explored the shores of Cuba, there was an estimated 3 million of these people. In 1557, a mere 65 years later, only 2,000 of these people remained. The rest had been wiped out by white power's militants and greed. In 1511, Cristobal Colón's son, Diego, settled Cuba. By then, the Spanish had settled Hispaniola, and a Taino chief, Hatue, had learned what to expect from them. He rushed to Cuba to warn the Tainos that the whites were coming, telling the Tainos of the greed, immorality, and bloodthirstiness of the whites. The native Cubans could not believe what Hatue was telling them, so they failed to join him. They paid the ultimate price. Still, Hatue waged guerrilla warfare against the Spanish, but failed to receive the support he needed. In 1512, he was captured and executed. Later, in the 1550s, a chief named
Guamauguet
waged guerrilla warfare against the Spanish. By this time, however, white people had established themselves in Cuba, and the fate of the original Cubans was all but sealed. The fate of the original Cubans was all but sealed, but new Cubans were to take their place and take up their struggle. The new Cubans would prove themselves much more capable of frustrating white power than the original Cubans.